Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream. Okay.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
It's relentless to the point where I want to challenge people watching tonight who don't wear red hats, don't consider themselves MAGA, don't consider themselves very strong political people. I want you to ask yourself how many times you've been lied to, not just by this government, but how many times you've been lied to by the people whose job it is to tell you the truth in the media. All in the service of getting the president. Trump derangement syndrome is real. We lived it. There is no booster. There's no vaccine. It's just going to go on and on. And it's a very serious thing. And it's not him. They'll go after someone else.
Is she completely oblivious about where she's sitting? Is she completely clueless? I mean, if she gets any more clueless, she'll get sued by Paramount. I mean, honestly, she's sitting there. One time as a Halloween costume. I've had some interesting ones. You know, you have the concept costume and then you have the scary costume, right? Or the character costume. I go with the concept every, you know, 2-3 years. So one time I was like really, really, really stinking lazy. So I put on a blazer and a pair of, slacks. And then I pinned a whole bunch of, legal papers to my jacket. And I called, I said, I'm going as a lawsuit. You know what I'm talking about? Like a concept character. And then one time I went in one of Jessica's old prom dresses. It was red. It was a one shoulder slashy thing. Very pretty. And then all I did was I put a banner across, you know, like a contestant in a pageant would wear. And I glued a whole bunch of pills to it. Yeah, like, pills. Like, I used vitamins and things like that. And Tylenol, because they're colorful, you know. And I glued them all to the sash. And then in glitter, I wrote, misdiagnosed. Ha ha. She's got to get a banner that says, least self-aware. I mean, obviously, she's sitting there asking Fox News audience, how many times have you been lied to by the media on Fox News? It's the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. I mean, the gaslighting is so incredibly severe. It is so outrageous. It is so predictable. It was bizarre. I mean, so how many times have you been lied to, including now watching your lips move? Lost count, Kelly. Lost count, Kelly Ann. I mean, her husband, George, is all over the other channels telling, that she's a liar and, you know, that she and the daughters are very busy on, Instagram saying living in this house is like pure hell. And you have no idea what it's like. And she's still doing it. She's still acting all clueless and stuff. I mean, what is it? She's going to just do the snap and bend, get it over with. I mean, honestly, I've never seen anything like that in my life. That was so obviously gaslighting. So that's what, in case you were ever wondering, like, what is gaslighting? That's what it is. It's when liars sit there, people who have lied to your face, sit there and ask you, how many times have others lied to you? It's like making scrambled eggs out of your brain on purpose. So anyway, obviously, Rupert Murdoch testified. Rupert Murdoch. I mean, listen, so here's what I think we should do with all of these stories. You know, when I lay them out side by side and I look at the connective tissue, like what is the thing that binds them all together? What makes them interesting when you set them side by side? Or what can you see? What are these stories in toto? See, this is like the Murdoch trial, right? In the Murdoch trial, they're saying, so you have to look at all the evidence, all of it. You know, you have to, this is what the prosecution is saying, all the evidence, it's all, you know, and if each and every single solitary piece of evidence is pointing to the same conclusion, then that's beyond a reasonable doubt. And they're explaining this to the jury. Now, the defense doesn't want you to look at things as a total, scenario. They want to take and pick out little things that maybe could set your mind off in a different direction and give you reasonable doubt or some sort of doubt that you could hang your hat on to find him not guilty. Well, I'm from the prosecutorial side of things. I like looking at everything in total because it tells the whole story. And yet you still might have some pieces of the puzzle that aren't filled in completely, but you're starting to see the picture. It's like when you do the edges, you know, and then you start to work your way inside and you start to see the picture, unless it's Starry Night by Vincent van Gogh. And then that's like watching Kellyanne Conway because all the pieces look the same and they're all, you know, yellow or blue. So anyway, I'm looking at all these stories and you know what? You know what it's telling me? It's telling me that we have the most unequal ranks, if you will, in our society, in our culture, in America. We have the uber elite, like the Rupert Murdochs, right? The Ruperts, who, you know, like I have to tell you, Schumer, Chuck Schumer in the Senate and Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader in the House, got together and they wrote a letter to Rupert Murdoch. Dear Mr. Murdoch, it says, right? And he wrote, as noted in your deposition released yesterday, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, and other Fox News personalities. I mean, I guess they couldn't bear to write Lou Dobbs' name. And I know how you feel. I used to do his show every Tuesday. Oh, God, he's such a freaking liar. But Jeanine Pirro, too, she's an... All right. So they said, and other Fox News personalities knowingly, repeatedly, and dangerously endorsed and promoted the big lie... Kellyanne, that Donald Trump won the 2020 presidential election, though you have acknowledged your regret in allowing this grave propaganda to take place, your network hosts continue to promote, spew, and perpetuate election conspiracy theories to this day. So anyway, I can continue to read this letter, but you get the gist, right? And you know what Rupert Murdoch's going to do when that comes across in his email. He's going to sit back in his chair, relax and enjoy the show and say to himself, of course I know we lied. We're Fox News. Of course I know. Well, why is Kellyanne Conway there? No, you know, forget it. What they're asking for Rupert Murdoch to do, because there's nothing in the law that would compel him to do anything other than be deposed in Dominion's defamation suit and maybe again in Smartmatic's defamation suit and then pay whatever the damages are assessed if a guilty verdict is found in either or both. That's it. There's no criminal, you know, there's nothing the Senate can do. So here you have the very uber elite. Okay, this is what I'm talking about. This the tippy top level of existence in the United States, okay, in America, where you're so untouchable by law that the Senate and the House minority leader actually penned a letter saying, could you please stop promoting really, quote, damaging and really crazy stuff, which is what he testified he knew they were saying, what they were doing in Rupert Murdoch's own deposition was, by his own account, Donald Trump's election lies were, quote, damaging and really crazy stuff. And then they go on to say, you know, despite that shocking admission, Fox News hosts are still doing it. You know, they're still doing it. So this is what I'm talking about, where somebody has enough wealth, generational wealth, where they're going to pass it to their kids and their kids are going to be untouchable, this kind of thing. Where you only see that in rare occurrences in the United States. Like you see it with the Kushner family, okay? Jared and his father, Charles, who literally went to prison and is still living, you know, large, paid his little debt to society, right? The Trumps who are apparently untouchable to the point where they actually tell you that they're untouchable, that they are so elite. The banks, too big to fail. Gotta, you know, forgive their, you know, bad behavior and give them billions of our dollars to help it, or else our economy would just come crash. So that's like one category. Right underneath it, you have sort of this Alec Murdaugh family thing. And then we get to the bottom.